Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. But very sad tidings today, and that is that Adam Smith Connor has been found guilty of a crime despite never harming anybody by his actions in Bournemouth. So Mr. Smith Connor, all he did was to stand within 50 meters of an abortion clinic in Bournemouth, and this is almost 2 years ago, and he was thinking something. Literally a thought crime, so an orison inside his mind. So he has been sentenced to a two-year conditional discharge. He has to pay over £9,000, which is the cost of the trial. So this is an absolute outrage and a disgrace. As part of the intensifying war on freedom, Bournemouth, various other councils around the United Kingdom. Where is it? In Richmond upon Thames, in Ealing, I'm not sure where else, is somewhere in Birmingham, which has criminalized people from standing with a certain distance of one of these places, doing anything to try and save children, saying, please show mercy, save your baby. You don't have to do it, at least not today. Think again. Do you need help? You need money, nappies, formula, anything, any practical or moral support? You don't have to do this. Obviously, the abortion industry doesn't want anybody getting away with their profits. They want as many victims as possible, this bloodthirsty industry. But sadly, there are not a lot of nutters out there, a lot of sickos, a lot of small-minded people, people in denial who will pretend that a human being is not a human being, the human being is not alive when he or she is in utero. And that's the danger of demagoguery, of majority bigotry. So the war on children will go on. And again, with this war on freedom, that, the abortion industry does not want to be denied its victims. It's an industry grown fat, drinking the blood of children, metaphorically speaking. So now Adam Smith Connor, this is very personal to him because 24 years ago, he drove his girlfriend to a clinic. I think it might be the very same one where his son was killed. And because he's a decent person, he's guilt-stricken about that. His conscience will not leave him alone. And so he's had the immense moral courage to admit what he did and to acknowledge that it was terribly, terribly wrong. And sadly, he can never, ever bring his baby back. I don't know if his son was named or not. There is no grave at which he could mourn his child. So perhaps he's grieving there at the most pertinent location. And he's been denied even that. Nobody else would be denied the right to mourn his or her child at a grave or at some sort of plaque in a columbarium if the child was cremated. What happened to his baby's remains? You know, thrown out of the rubbish, presumably burned. And then the abortion industry says that the dead body will be handled with dignity. Sorry, ooh, not body, proceeds of pregnancy or proceeds of conception. I'm the proceeds of conception or the pregnancy, which is ungrammatical as well as highly misleading. A lie. Pregnancy is a status, not a physical object or a person. And so it goes on. So yeah, he was arrested because of this. He didn't leave when someone suggested that he would. And how would they know what's going on in mind? Why would they care? He did no harm to anybody whatsoever. The supposed safe zone was brought in October 2022, when it was totally safe, unless, of course, you're a baby in your mother's womb. So you're not allowed to have any demonstrations, so-called harassment. Harassment was always illegal anyway. Vigils, anything that might save a child's life is criminalized. The community officer spoke to him and suggested he depart, but he declined to do so. So unfortunately, the majority of people in the area, they want to take away the liberty for others. But so what? Liberty is all about saying what you want, where you want, including to those who don't want to hear it. Otherwise, opinion can never, ever be changed. And so many people find the truth intolerable and they don't want to hear the rather uncomfortable, unpleasant, inconvenient truth about what's going on in the United Kingdom and indeed all around the globe. So Adam Smith Connor, he's an army veteran. He served in Afghanistan and so on, put his life on the line. But obviously this has worn away at him what happened to his child. As a physiotherapist now, and that he can never, ever bring that infant back, not for a single second. But what he can do is he can prevent that same fate befalling other children. He can save other boys and girls. And it's a pity some people are trying to prevent him from doing so. Safe. I mean, what harm has ever become any woman or any man going into one of these places that's done by a pro-lifer? Nothing. There might be in grave dangers, and the doctors and nurses in there, and you know, they might die. There are women who die from legal abortions, not in the United Kingdom, so far as I know. They might be gravely injured, psychological scars. 5% of them regret it. Well, I could get that down to 0% by outlawing it in almost all cases. And so on. I suppose some of them who don't regret it, it's partly because of the Semmelweis reflex, because people just don't have the valor to face up to what they've done, and that they're in denial. These mealy-mouthed phrases are used, these euphemisms, to try and mask the horror of this ultimate act of pitiless barbarism that's visited upon defenseless children, of the cruelty, of the sadism, of the ultra-violence against girls and boys, just because they're small, just because they're defenseless, just because they can't run away, and the Orwellian misuse of language to disguise what's actually going on. So it's a very, very dark day for the United Kingdom, for the world, this attack on human rights, Mr. Adam Smith Connor being deprived of his rights, not to say the child being deprived of his right to life. That's the most sacred right of all, without which there are no other rights. So even people say there's a right to abortion, and you see how the mainstream media, not a phrase I'm terribly in favor of, but basically every media outlet in the UK, the BBC and so on, always talk about abortion rights. Obviously, there is no such right, never, ever about the right to life, always framing it from an abortionist perspective. But even if there is such a right, if two rights collide, one's got to take priority. And surely that is the right to life. That is the primal fundamental right. Without that, there is no right to demonstrate, no right to freedom of expression, no right to a fair trial, no right to own property, no right to equality, no right to security of person, no right to bodily autonomy, no right to freedom of movement, no right to freedom of information and so forth, no right to privacy, no rights to anything. You've got to be alive to have any rights whatsoever. So if there is a right indeed to abortion, if it collides with the right to life, most assuredly, the right to life must take priority. And that's not being done. So we see the ever narrowing Overton window of permissible expressions and places. So, you know, the 150 meter exclusion zone to 200 meters, you know, there's a law against harassment anyway. So why don't they prosecute children's rights defenders on the basis of harassment? Because there isn't any. There's a law against intimidation anyway. So if there were intimidation by children's defenders, then why do the police and the Crown Prosecution Service not prosecute them on the ground of intimidation? Because there is no intimidation. It's a lie. There was no need for this law whatsoever. It's to criminalize peaceful protest at the pertinent location. Anybody else demonstrating on any other issue is allowed to protest at the relevant place, the army base, the courthouse, parliament, the council building, the hospital, the whatever, the police station. Uniquely, people are denied this right here. Anyway, it shows you the reach and power of the abortion industry, which is increasingly oppressive as well as increasingly violent. So it was a very, very dark and sad day. I hope the case can be overturned on appeal. And it was a very flimsy case as well. Nobody suffered even the slightest distress from Mr. Smith Connors, with great dignity, commemorating an innocent victim. Well, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.